is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free energy healing on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
And it's time for another one of our newer shows, The Bright Shaman with Iris. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Welcome back, Iris.
Hi there. Really nice to be here, Nicole. I'm just going to reintroduce myself. I'm Iris, Bright Shaman. I'm originally from California, but now I live in Switzerland, near Geneva. I'm a shamanic healer, teacher, mentor, have a lot of experience in many shamanic fields, and I really, really enjoy the opportunity to share that on air. So today I'm going to be talking about past lives and past life clearing. I'm going to do a bit of talking, and then I will open up to some questions. And I guess I will just go start talking then. Okay, so today I'm talking about past lives and the past life clearing. Past lives, the concept of past lives, then it's not necessarily a shamanic belief, although many shamanic cultures did believe in past lives, and all shamanic cultures, of course, believed in the existence of the soul. Many native tribes would look for incarnations of the family in the next generation, so it was definitely a belief. And it's come up in my practice so often when I'm working with people, when we're healing wounds or stories, doing energy work, doing shamanic clearing, past lives come up. And it's really important to look at them. In fact, as part of my training, I learned about what's called the red line and the white line. And this is the idea that our ancestry, and I talked about this last month, our ancestry is made up of two lines, the red line being your bloodline ancestors and the white line being your soul ancestors. Now, the blood ancestors, of course, are the people who are physically related to you, stretching all the way back to our common ancestor. But the white line ancestors, those are our soul's ancestors. That's our incarnation line. And when you look at the white line, it means that actually you are your own ancestor. You're looking at your previous lives. These are really important, and working with both the red line and the white line to do healing and clearing and also to look at the gifts of those lineages is an amazing thing to do. Now, we've probably all heard about past lives, about past life stories. It's kind of become a common thing in our culture. Maybe not everyone believes in it, but everyone has heard about it. One thing that I was taught in one of my first shamanic trainings, actually, was that past lives don't matter at all, and that everything that we need to learn, it comes up in this life. So we don't need to look at the past. We should just look at the present, stay mindful, stay in the present. If you have issues, they'll come up, you deal with them, and that's that. I don't entirely agree with that. On one hand, it's very good to not get too hung up. Like, say you knew that you were in ancient Egypt, you could get very obsessed with this past incarnation or that past thing. I've worked with several people who were famous people in a past life, which is, by the way, quite rare. 99.99% of us are completely unknown and we'll never know exactly, we'll never get proof of our past lives. But you know, say someone was famous, should they get really hung up that they were a queen in a past life or someone else famous? That's not a good way to go. So it is very good when you're looking at your past life to maintain a sort of non-attachment. But it's extremely helpful. Looking at your past lives can be very, very helpful. When I was undergoing that first shamanic training and being told not to look at past lives, it didn't matter. I actually had a neighbor who I was, you know, fairly good friends with, not extremely close, though. We had children the same age. And she left the country and went back to her home country very suddenly. And when she told me this, I was so bereft. I sobbed. I thought my heart was breaking, and I was extremely confused by this reaction. I'm a heterosexual woman. I'm married. I'm very happy with my husband. And I did not understand. I thought, am I bisexual? Do I love her? What is going on? Because it was that sort of feeling of heartbreak. And then I remembered that she and I had been lovers in a past life, and she had left, and I had handled it extremely badly, and that my task in this life was to let her go with grace. That enabled me to do so, and there was a lot of healing in that for me and presumably for her. So sometimes when things just don't make sense, it can have a past life component. Now, another thing to remember when we look at past lives is that time is not linear, and the past lives don't follow a linear timescale. We think that perhaps, you know, our life in 1860 followed the one in 1750, and that is chronological, but that is not the case. We are incarnated wherever we need to go to learn the lesson that our soul decides at the time. And also, all lives are sort of happening at once, and that's kind of a mind-boggling idea that kind of goes into the quantum field. And in fact, one of the best modalities for exploring this is quantum healing, which was established by Dolores Cannon, and I'm actually trained in beyond quantum healing from Candace Kroll-Goldman. And that looks at all of our incarnations, past, present, parallel, and future, and that is an extremely, extremely interesting sort of session to do, because you can go into lives where you are human, you can go into the future, you can go into parallel versions of yourself. It is done under quite deep hypnosis, as is pretty much all past life regression. And the reason for this is that it cuts out that sort of conscious mind, what we call in shamanism the brain mind. It cuts out that part that keeps these deeper memories away from you, that keeps these deeper memories closed off from you. And we can remember it through hypnosis, through this medium of going very, very deep and sort of letting our higher self take over and take us where we need to go. However, it is true that many of us do have past life memories that come into our current lives. You may be drawn to a culture or a place, maybe inexplicably. You know, like for me, I'm white, I'm very white, but I've always felt drawn to Native American culture, and that is because I've had a formative life there. You can also have past lives come up in dreams. Maybe you have a dream that's set in a different time and a place, and that could be a past life dream. This is actually how I got into shamanism, is that I was having so many dreams of my past deaths. They were extremely vivid, realistic, set in different time periods. I would experience the death, and then at the point of death, I would wake up in this time. It was very disturbing. It was really upsetting, and that is what started me on my journey. I now consider it a really great gift to have had those experiences. You could also have physical symptoms. One of the things that happened to me is when I was 9, I was lying in my bed, just drifting off to sleep, and I felt like I was drowning. I couldn't breathe. My lungs just felt really like they were full of fluid, I guess, and I was gasping for air and trying to scream, and it was really very horrible. And much, much later, I remembered a past life where I died of pneumonia at the age of 9, and that was exactly the same feeling that I felt in my lungs that I did when I was 9 in this life. Traditional cultures would actually look for birthmarks on babies. You know, perhaps grandpa had a war wound, and then if a baby is born after grandpa passes over that has a birthmark in the same area, they would know for sure that that was grandpa. Just an example. For me, I have a sort of natural ability to recall past lives, and they've come when I need them. Like I got off of the subway once in London and remembered an entire life in this very specific part of London being a healer, and it was just extremely detailed, and I kind of go, oh, okay, yeah, thank you, that's interesting. But I try very hard to remain unattached, so I don't actually have a huge recall of how many past lives I actually remember right now. I pull them up, they come up when they need to come up. And they've come up in my own personal work when I've done Beyond Quantum Healing with others. They've also come up with clients. So I've had clients who were connected to me in some way in a past life. That's very interesting. One of them was my daughter, and we were both basically witches in northern Spain, and she kind of pushed a little hard and got us arrested, and I died, and it was this huge opening of healing for both of us. So these experiences happen on a not too infrequent basis to me, but I accept them as a really important part of myself, but just a part of myself, just like I would look at myself when I was, 16. It's a past version of me, and that's how I look at it. It's really good, though, if you have maybe money blocks, if you have unexplained trauma, if you have, maybe you've heard of the witch wound, if you're trying to be a healer or a teacher of spirituality, and you find yourself very afraid of teaching or being open about spirituality, very afraid of being in your power, all of these things can be connected to past lives. And what I found in my own shamanic healing practice is that people can leave parts of their soul in past lives. So the concept in shamanic healing is there's soul loss or soul fragmentation. The soul in this meaning the energy body rather than like the Christian soul. So parts of the energy body get stuck or break off when there's extreme trauma. And if you have a past life where something really, really horrible happened, there could be a part of you still in that life, stuck, needing to come back. And I've seen this time and time again. I mean, it started happening even before I knew it was a thing, because I do a lot of my work. A lot of my work is intuitive. So I kind of, was doing healing, and suddenly there was a woman who had a past life as a monk in a Tibetan monastery, where the monastery was overcome by like Mongol raiders or something who killed everyone except for her. She was a small child, and this huge fear, the source of this huge fear that she had her whole life, was actually this part of herself that was stuck in that life, still experiencing the fear. And I went and I retrieved that self and reintegrated it with her, and she reported that after that healing, the fear was gone. So it can be extremely powerful in a really wonderful way. to heal. And often we find that the themes in our life, the themes that we choose before we incarnate, the really, really important themes are echoed in our personal life, you know, in this lifetime, in the lives of our ancestors, and in our past lives. So you sort of have three strands of healing to work on. And it can be complicated and it can take time. I mean, spiritual healing is not a walk in the park, right? But looking at all of these different places, looking at all of these different levels or layers, really gives you a more holistic and a greater scope for healing. And shamanic healing is really all about getting your power back, being able to walk in the light, being able to be who you really have come here to be, which so many of us forget, or even put things in place on a subconscious level to stop ourselves. You know, there may be old contracts that you made with yourself or with others that prevent you from stepping fully into your life, into your power. These, you know, there could be karmic patterns, like a debt that needs to be repaid in a relationship. And sometimes we have these karmic relationships and we finish these karmic relationships or we pay off the debt, but we don't know it. And we keep going into this pattern. We keep replaying the same story over and over and over again. And so sometimes it just needs a different viewpoint to be able to kind of zoom out and look at all of these incarnations, look at this pattern from many different angles. And so when I do past life clearing, it's from that way, sort of from a holistic standpoint. And of course, it can be done just for information, just for kind of almost fun or whatever, just to see who you were before, and that's fine. It's, you know, it's a really high goal to know yourself fully, and knowing your past lives is very important. But when we look at past life clearing through a shamanic lens, we are clearing and releasing stuck energy, energy that's in the past and doesn't need to be there. We're bringing ourselves back to wholeness on a soul level. And we are making sure that nothing remains that will impact us negatively from the past. This is pretty much the same thing that of ancestral healing, like working with your blood ancestors. We're sort of trying to get rid of all the unpaid ancestral debts or all of the unpaid past life debts, if that makes sense. And it's a really beautiful process. I mean, when we connect to the white line ancestors, to our own ancestor, to the ancestors of our souls, you know, we then are our own ancestors. And there's so many gifts that you can get from the past versions of yourself. I've had many lives that have taught me something. I mean, I was an embalming priest in Egypt, an embalming priest who was also a psychopomp, which is a shamanic guide for the dead. And that really made so much sense in my life, connecting me to the dead, to guiding the dead, to Egypt. So many lives for me that have all come together to make who I am and to make my mission in this life make sense. So it's been a beautiful process. It's been a painful process. You know, I've remembered some horrible, or had them done in in healing sessions, had them come up in healing sessions, some really difficult, really challenging existences. And this is the case, you know, we've been everyone. We've had many, many lives, some of them not so nice, and we've also not been so nice to have that experience. We come here to have so many different experiences. So I've also remembered some lives where I was pretty horrible, and that can be challenging. Generally, the ones that we come here to heal are the ones that have the biggest impact, the ones that really reverberate. And there are, not every life is like that. Some are very calm and not, you know, don't have a lot of trauma, don't have a lot of good or bad things. But there are always lives that really, really need help. There are previous versions of yourself that need your help in a way. And at the same time, we are connected to our highest self, to our oversoul. You may have heard that term. We are connected to God, to the universe, to the all that is. And everything that's happening in our soul path is exactly as it's meant to be. So there's that duality of having parts of yourself that need to come home, having past traumas and experiences that could deal with clearing and healing, and also of knowing that everything is exactly as it should be and every incarnation is exactly as it should be. No matter how difficult, that everything teaches you something. We come here to learn love and cooperation and understanding, but we also come here to learn pain and loss and grief. All of these things are important from a soul level. And the idea of soul planning, pre-birth planning, is, I feel, a really valid one, where we plan ahead of time the main themes, the main encounters that we might experience in this life. And from that perspective, many things make sense, even serious illnesses, addictions, accidents, even death. It can make sense from a soul perspective, but from a human perspective, many of these things don't make sense, for sure. Now, I often do a sort of meditation at this point, but I'm really being told that we don't need to do one. First of all, I can't do a past life regression on the air. That would be a little bit too deep and take too much time. But I think that there may be... Yes, I think there are quite a few callers. There are a few callers that want to speak to me. So I'm going to give a little bit more time this time for the callers. Just wanting to say, just on my last closing thoughts, so past lives are an amazing source of power, of information, of gifts, and healing. And if we can connect to them, if we can clear the things that aren't meant to be there, we can really move forward in our own life path in this life with all of the gifts and all of the power and everything that all of the past lives have given us. And, you know, if you really want to get quantum about it, the future lives too. So it's an amazing process, and one that I would definitely say it's worth doing. It's really worth exploring. Something that I do offer, the shamanic quantum healing, really, kind of my own spin on it, and something that you can explore on your own. A really good book about this is Beyond Past Lives by Mira Kelly. It's quite interesting. It talks about the oversoul parallel and the way that time works. It's a very interesting book that I find to be quite accurate. So, past lives, interesting and definitely worth exploring and worth clearing. So I think that now we can open it up to callers, if you would like, Nicole.
And just to clarify, if they're calling in for a healing, that's okay too, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can do a little reading. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go to 415. 415, you're up first. What's your first name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Anne from New Mexico.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
How can we help you? How can I help you?
Yeah, thank you. It said call in for healing, so I'm not sure. Do you want a specific issue or just we just pick up on things?
Yeah, I mean, an issue is always helpful. I think, thank you.
I have kind of a funny thing that I believe is from a past life, and I'm not afraid of heights. I mean, I'm kind of a daredevil, and I like skydiving, things like that. Mm-hmm. But when I was just hiking, and if I am, like, I don't like skiing. Like, I hate skiing. I don't like walking down a mountain. So there's something, when I am physically on the ground and looking, going down, that, but nothing has happened to me in my life to be afraid of that, of this life.
Yeah. That definitely does sound like something. I mean, I'm getting that you, I'm getting an avalanche, and actually in sort of medieval or earlier, possibly France, possibly the Pyrenees. So, so that's and that would explain if you feel a little, if you feel fear or discomfort, maybe even a little bit of panic, or like a kind of that makes sense. I mean, I'm really getting that you were a man. A man, like a, almost like a goat herd, like where they would take, so they took the cows, except they seem like goats. They took pasture animals up high in the Alps in the summer. And there was, I mean, like basically on the edge of the glacier. And there's a glacial slip, so it's not an avalanche in the winter, it's an avalanche in the summer, like a rock slide, but with ice, is what I'm seeing.
Right.
And that, so that would mean that you would feel that fear of that. I mean, so the,
So
generally it's not something that I can necessarily do in 5 minutes on the phone. However, we're just going to sit for a little minute and just breathe deeply in and out. In and out. And just bring your attention to your third chakra, your solar plexus, and also your throat. There seem to be two areas where there's fear, like the sort of tightening around the throat and the tightening in the abdomen. And I'm just going to connect to that part of yourself. What often happens is the soul parts freeze right before death. So there's this part that's just stuck at the moment that he realized that the everything was coming down on him. And I'm just going to call that part back to you. What we do in shamanism is we use the breath to seat these soul parts. So if you just imagine as I make these noises, I'm blowing this glowing energy into your solar plexus, and it's going to spread up through your throat, and down through your legs, through your arms, this glowing blue light. You might be able to feel a sense of warmth or tingling, the feeling that something is, something has returned to you. If you don't, that's also okay.
The funny thing is, I've had right ear issues.
Mm-hmm.
My whole life, my right ear, like my eustachian tube is kind of blocked. And so my right ear had pain when you're clearing, and now there's just still pressure. So I'm wondering if that area must have gotten hit,
that could very well be. Mm-hmm. Like it could have been.
Yeah.
I see a lot of rocks, like boulders and stuff, coming down with the ice. So yeah, for sure, and that could be affected. So
that is. Movement in there, at least, you know, it's not really uncomfortable, but it's definitely something happening in my right ear.
okay, that's good. Again, like this is I've never done a soul retrieval that quickly before.
Yeah.
I've never done it on air, so congratulations. Yeah. You're the first that I've done like that. What would be a really good idea would be for you to email me.
Okay.
My email address is iris@brightshaman.com. And then there's a free 20-minute session. I can send you a link, and we can just do a little bit of cleanup for that. Or there's, you know, it's generally better in a longer session for sure, you know, to really look at it energetically and maybe do some healing with your ear or whatever, but I'm accessible. I'm not trying to say like you must pay me for a long session. However, have you like, but if you email me and just say that you were Anne who was on the show, I'll send you back the link, or you can find the link also on my website on the contact. It's brightshaman.com. On the contact page, there's a link above the email form, but you can also email me and I'll send you the link back. And that's my 20-minute complimentary session.
Wow. Well, thank you. That was amazingly accurate. And that was, thank you for sharing it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling. And I look forward to helping you again to sort of wrap that
up.
Well.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
And keep in touch. Let us know how it goes over here on the radio land. All right. Well, that was pretty cool. Let's go next to 570-570. You're next. You're live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Kayla, and I'm calling in from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Kayla.
Good. How are you? I was calling in today. I suffer from headaches and night tremors. I was wondering what issues from... if it was anything from my past life or anything that is causing this, if you could look into that.
Sure. So by night tremors or night terrors? Like
night tremors.
Are you actually... Oh, okay. So you actually, like, your body moving at night?
Yes.
Like restless leg syndrome kind of thing?
But it's my whole body, like my whole body twitches. I don't even know what's really happening. My fiance is the one who it brought it to my attention. We went to the doctor, and that's what they said it was. So it's pretty new. It's been within the past couple of years that it's been going on.
Okay, so did something change before? Like, did anything in your life change? Did you go through a lot of stress, or was there anything that around the same time period that this started happening?
No.
No? Okay.
Nope.
And the headaches, have you always had those, or is that something new as well?
Yes, I've always had those.
Okay. And are they debilitating or sort of general headaches, or is anything special?
Sometimes they could be pretty really bad. The other day I had one and it was horrible. I couldn't even stand it. I was out and I actually had to go home. Sometimes they're not bad, but they're constant.
Okay.
More so than not. I have headaches more than not have them.
Yes. Yeah, I understand. So you're basically living with the chronic pain and now you have the sleep issue. Okay, give me a moment here.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any history of this sort of thing in your family, the headaches or any kind of sleep disturbances?
No.
No? Because I'm seeing that the headaches... Mm-hmm, go ahead.
My mom suffers from headaches, but not that often. Like, they're not very frequent.
Yeah, so I am saying that the headaches are more ancestral, so that they're kind of, it's almost like an expression of ancestral pain. That sounds a little bit dramatic, but when we have parts of our ancestors who are unwell or who have experienced a lot of pain, it can surface as physical pain in our body. So the headaches feel like they're ancestral from your mother's lineage. And the night tremors, in the past 2 years, have you become more interested in like spiritual stuff? Have you felt yourself waking up? That kind of thing, like more being more awakened?
Yes.
Okay. So I feel like the night tremors are actually that. It's almost like a sign of spiritual awakening. There's something that wants to come through. Give me a minute. Yeah, there is a connection to a past life. This sounds ridiculous. Were you a wizard or, a magician, which is a legitimate thing in many cultures? We all think of Harry Potter and wands and stuff, which is why I'm laughing and you are too. But there was this life of spell casting that is transmitting a vibration that's extremely strong, let's put it that way. So it's almost like you're being zapped by this past incarnation. I know this is extremely bizarre.
Right. Well, that's actually what it feels like sometimes when I do feel them. That's what it feels like. That's like how I explain it. Is it's like I'm being zapped. Like, I explained it as, you remember like the cartoons back in the day when they would get like hit with like the electricity, how they would show like the X-rays.
Yes.
That's how I feel.
And that's exactly what I was seeing. It's almost like that this past self. So it's two parts. Partially you're being shocked awake, and partially you're being shot, like you're being drawn into this past kind of spell casting. So the magician or the wizard was kind of, I guess, a gray magician. So not black, not white, just kind of a little bit self-serving, not horrible at all. But the vibration is very strong, and it needs to sort of be tempered a little bit. Like it needs to kind of calm down because you don't really want to be zapped. And, I know a lot about a lot of sleep disorders, and I've never heard of night tremors as a thing. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing, so it must be quite uncomfortable and interfere with your sleep.
Yes, it is. It is. And as far as the ancestral for the headaches, how do I go about taking, is there any way to take care of that, or?
Yeah, so that's a process of ancestral healing, ancestral clearing.
Okay.
It is something that can be done in a session with someone like me, generally, where we go and look at the ancestral lineage and find the ancestor or ancestors that sort of started this pattern or the whatever's causing the pain. And it can just mm-hmm. be, you know, like women who were mistreated or who weren't able to be themselves, or it could actually be traumas. Like a serious trauma. Either way, it's usually a question of traveling to there and liberating that trauma. I mean, it's not something that's going to get done in a short phone call,
right.
But it is possible.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, it is possible.
Okay.
And
thank you. I will definitely look into you.
Yeah, you can
go ahead, sorry.
Look on my website. You can book, like I said, there's a 20-minute thing so we can talk about it. And during that,
mm-hmm.
I can give you some other, you know, there's some courses that you can do yourself if that's the way. It's always easier to have a practitioner help you. But there are other options depending on how you want to go about it. So if you'd like, you can... go to my website, fill in the email form, or click the link above that on the brightshaman.com/contact, and we can discuss this because there are a few different ways. And for the night tremors, I mean, it's pretty complicated, but it's also fixable. It's not something I can't do that right now on air,
right.
But there's a little bit... there's a little bit of it's like there's a power exchange between you and that needs to kind of, something needs to come back and something needs to be released, and then I think it will
mm-hmm.
calm down. I know that maybe that makes
okay,
sense,
thank
maybe
you.
That doesn't make sense, but I'm there to help. You can book the 20-minute and we can see what we can do, or, you know, have a longer session, however you like. But both of these things are fixable, quote unquote. And it's really good if you didn't have to live with pain and night tremors, right? So
right.
I'd be happy to
thank
help.
Thank you. I'll definitely be looking into you then. Thank you so much for taking my
of
call.
Of course. You're very welcome.
Have a good
Thanks
day.
So much. Thank you. Bye, Kaylin.
All right. That was another interesting call. I think we have time for one more. Let's go to All Ones. One of you is now live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
It's always nice to be live on the show. How are you, Nicole Moody?
I'm well. How are you, Robbins? I'm assuming well. You're always well. But I'll ask anyway.
I appreciate Thank you. Thank you for asking. Yes, as of your guest, it's been interesting journeying with you. I heard you say, and I agree, I believe I heard you say, that we are everything, and everything is we. So with that, I ask, what is calling, awaiting me to receive it now as a part of me in this present moment in time?
That's a really good question. Opulence. Did you call last time?
No.
Is it opulence? No. Ah, is that your name? It's lovely. Lovely name. I'm really feeling that you're right on the brink of stepping into something big, like your past priesthood. It's coming as a male now, not a priestesshood, like your past self who is the master of this reality. There's it could be a future self, but there's really, it's like you're standing at the doorway of an altar that contains everything that you need. I don't know if you're working on spiritual development or if you work in this field or if you're just doing it for your own self, but there's really this idea of stepping fully into yourself, stepping fully into your own divinity and how that manifests in the world, whether that's through helping others or finding greater peace and prosperity for yourself, connecting more to your psychic gifts, really just kind of fully being embodied into who you need to be in this lifetime. And I feel like you've done some work. You've done quite a bit of work, actually, so you can leave a lot of the patterns of the past behind you, and you're just at this threshold of stepping forward. There may be a few things that maybe are holding you back, but just, you know, just keep going because it's all opening for you now.
That sounds correct to me. I received that, and I dare ask, the few things that you see might be attempting to hold me back, could you elaborate a little bit?
I would say that there's some fear. There's some fear of what would happen if you were fully in your power. And some of that is perhaps a past life fear, like that witch wound. But I feel like you've done a lot of work around fear and around what other people think. So it's just like a little thread. And there's maybe a little thread of like lack of abundance, of kind of fear around abundance or around being resourced. Again, not hugely a block, just kind of these threads connecting you to something that's a bit weighing you down, because fear and this this abundance issue that really feels like all that it is, like everything else is looking pretty good. And it's not, I think you can still move forward. It just, they may slow you down and they may pull you back sometimes. But of course, when we're making huge strides, especially when we're trying to inhabit ourselves fully, when we're fully stepping into our power, there's always these backward motions. And that's just part of the process. You know, 3 steps forward, 1 step back, 10 steps forward, 3 steps back. It's just how it works. So, but this year in particular is an opening year for you. And just, you can step into that and just remember who you are and keep going. That's all I really need to say, I think. I hope that's helpful.
Well, very helpful. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. And yeah, let me know how you go. Feel free to email me, iris@brightshaman.com. I'm quite responsive to email, so. Yeah, I would love to hear it.
I just may do that, Iris, at Bright, what is it, Bright Shaman?
Bright Shaman, yeah, just like the show, iris@brightshaman.com. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Opulence. Keep in touch. And so, that brings us to the final 4 minutes. So what I'd suggest is doing a wrap-up, main takeaways, and shameless self-promotion. So wherever you'd like to go.
Okay, well, so past lives have a lot of gifts and a lot of power. There's a lot of energy there and many things that need clearing. It's a really worthwhile thing to look into on your spiritual path, something that is best done with the outside help of someone else, because our conscious mind, our brain mind, really sometimes doesn't want us to get to the really good stuff that's buried underneath. Something that I can help you with the shamanic quantum healing or more traditional past life clearing, you can email me at iris@brightshaman.com or go to my website, and I offer a free 20-minute session. I wanted to mention that I have a free shamanic meditation called The Gifts of Your Ancestors. It's the same sort of theme that I talked about last time. I did it last month. It was fantastic. And I'm doing it again on the 18th of February. That's a Saturday at 8 p.m. Central European, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. And we'll just be talking about ancestors and their gifts that we carry in our lineages. And then we'll go on a guided journey to access the gifts of our ancestors. Quite a beautiful and profound process. And I always channel these live, so I don't ever know exactly how it's going to be, but it's always amazing. I am also doing a course on healing our ancestral, or connecting to our ancestors, called Ancestral Connection, the Red Line, which is for our blood ancestors. That's in March. And I'm doing one called Ancestral Connection, the White Line, which is about our past lives. And that's in May. All of these events can be found on my website, brightshaman.com/events, where you can register for the free webinar, Ancestral Connection, on the 18th. That's free. You can register for that and get on the waiting list for the two courses. I'm in the process of changing my website, so the registration pages aren't live yet. But all of these courses, I will be talking about our ancestors, about connecting to our physical ancestors and starting to heal them or our past lives. And I think that is everything. Thank you so much, Nicole. Thank you, everyone who called in. And Kayla, Opulence, thank you. Thank you for all the callers who didn't get to speak to me. I generally will do this pretty much every time. So try again next month. Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Thanks, Iris. Be well. And you can find Iris all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Dr. Holly's next after this quick reset break.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.